Well, so as we've done over, every once in a while this morning as well, in all the Batei Medrash, we're going to talk about an inyan of Avodas Hashem. Today, we're going to talk about an avodah we don't talk about all that often. We talk a lot of times about the avodah of Shabbos, not so much about the avodah of Motzei Shabbos. There's a story of Soloveitchik, who tells a story that when he was a kid, there was a shtibol near his house, a mudget or shtibol. And he would go sometimes to that shtibol to sit. They would sing throughout the end of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudos, and they would sing for a long time. They'd sing very long. He would talk about how the chevra, the ordinary people of his town, on Shabbos, he would see them dressed in shraymelech and kapatas, and he would like transform into different kinds of people. And he said one time he was there, he was a pretty young kid, and they were singing and singing and singing. It was getting very late. Shabbos was over already for a while. And he turned to one of the Hasidim and he said to him, "You're going to daven Maariv soon?" And the Hasid looks at him and he says, "Do you miss the weekday so much that you can't sing for a few more minutes?" And the Rav said it had a very profound impact, not just on how he experienced Shabbos, but how he experienced Motzei Shabbos. Probably the most, maybe least, respected tefillah, one of the least respected tefillahs that we say, that we find in the Siddur, is the tefillah of V'yitein Lecha. V'yitein Lecha probably on its own has been the precursor for a lot of house minyanim on Maariv, on Motzei Shabbos, just to avoid saying V'yitein. And it's chaval, because V'yitein Lecha, actually, we don't think about it, is the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gives to Yaakov. It's the bracha that Yaakov tried so hard for, that he sacrificed so much for. And there's a kasha with how you understand this bracha. The bracha of Yitin Lecha begins with a vav, V'yitin Lecha, ke'ilu, there's something that comes before, but of course, nothing does. It's the beginning of the bracha. So why does it begin with a vav? So says Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Yitain V'yachzor V'yitain. He should give to you over and over and over again. It's very nice. But the kasha is why? Why is that of value? If you win the lottery, right? You should be Zoyche. You have two ways to collect your money, right? You can get installments, or you can get the lump sum. If you get the lump sum, you get less, I think. But let's assume for a minute that you get the same money. So would you choose Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain month after month, or would you choose, I'll take the lump sum, it's nice, get it all at once? So what's the value that the Ribbono Shel Olam is yitain v'yachzor v'yitain? So when the Nachash is punished, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. You're going to end up eating dust to the earth your whole life. That's not, the Kutzker Rebbe asks, it's not a bad thing, it's great, I'll always have food ready all the time. And he says, no, it's a terrible thing. Why? Imagine a parent says to his kid, "I'll give you $10 million, just don't bother me ever again." That's the worst feeling in the world. And says the Kutzker, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Nachash. Here, have whatever you need, just don't ever bother me. That's the worst klala there is, to be given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Sfas Emes, the opposite is exactly the bracha of Yitain Lecha. What does Ribbono Shel Olam give us in that bracha? What is it that Yitzchak was telling Yaakov Avinu? Kadosh Baruch Hu will be v'yitin lecha, yitin v'yachzor v'yitin. He'll give you a bracha, and then you're going to feel like it's missing. So what are you going to do? And you come back to me and ask again. And then come back and ask again. And each time you come back, I'll give it to you. But why the back and forth? Because then Ribbono Shel Olam is not just giving me something that I need, but he's providing me the opportunity for a relationship, that I come back to him over and over again. I talk about the things that are hard, what's not working, what I need better. Talking and having a conversation with him about the things I need in my life. That I'm not just coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a repository, as an ATM machine, but as someone I can have a relationship with. And perhaps that's the pshat. Why, as we walk out of Shabbos, we say the tefillah of V'yitein Lecha. Because it's a reminder to ourselves, we walk into Shabbos, and I think when we come into Shabbos, you can appreciate, like, Gevaldik, like, the whole week is over, I can relax. And hopefully we recognize a chance to kind of recharge. I can learn a little, I can daven more kavana, I can focus on my relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam a little bit better. But then Shabbos comes to an end, and we get a little a little antsy. There's the early Maariv, there's the later Maariv, there's the Maariv with V'yitein Lecha, the Maariv without V'yitein Lecha. And we get antsy to get out of there. And I think a lot of times we think about the fact that the great way we show our kavod Shabbos is about how we prepare for Shabbos. That's true. But maybe the greater way we show the benefits and how much we appreciate Shabbos is how we exit Shabbos. That we stay a little longer. We say the bracha of V'yitein Lecha. To remind ourselves, Baruch Shalom is Yitein V'yachzer V'yitein. He's not just there with us on Shabbos, Chalila. He's there with us the whole week. And the benefits that we get from being able to reflect and consider our Avodas Hashem on Shabbos stays with us as we leave Shabbos. And when we take those few extra, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to wait to Rabbeinu Tam. You can if you'd like, but you don't have to. But you wait a few extra minutes. I'll daven a nice slow Shemona Esrei Matzah Shabbos. I'll go to the little slower minion. I'm not going to be the first one to check my phone the second Shabbos is over. That shows a recognition of the value of Shabbos, like that Chassid told the Rav. Do you miss the weekday so badly that you have to jump and find and open the phone at that second? Or can we spend an extra couple of minutes? It's just that pause for a moment to reflect and to recognize the value of what Shabbos brought to my week and how it can be brought in to the next week. That's the challenge this week, Chavra. Not the challenge of Shabbos. Shabbos we get down pretty well. The challenge of Matzah Shabbos. How do we exit Shabbos, and how does the way that we exit Shabbos reflect and remind ourselves of the value of Shabbos in our week that passes, and the value of how Shabbos can impact the week that will follow? Wishing everybody a wonderful day.